USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is advising travelers to hit the road early Thanksgiving morning. This after the Auto Club is predicting over 53 million Americans will be traveling for the holiday. Since most are traveling by vehicle, the agency is saying the worst traffic on the roads will be Wednesday afternoon and Sunday after 5 p.m. As gas prices remain at their highest level in years, White House Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm addresses high gas prices as President Biden releases 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to ease costs.
We have a short-term issue and we have a long-term issue. Relying upon volatile sources or relying upon fuel from countries that may not have our best interests at heart hurts the American people in the long and in the short run.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Kyle Rittenhouse gives his first interview after being found not guilty.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Baltimore, Maryland Tuesday, touting a $22 million grant for the East-West Priority Corridor Transit Project.
For it to take longer for someone who lives here in Baltimore to get to work or school than it takes to get here from Capitol Hill if you do have a car shows you what needs to change, and it's part of what is going to change thanks to this very important project.
He says it'll help connect people to opportunities, jobs, and education. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, addresses unprecedented actions taken by Democrats in the House of Representatives.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said the two Republicans booted from committees this year, Representatives Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, would get those seats restored if Republicans win the majority in 2022.
They'll have committees. The committee assignment they have now, they may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments. I think with Gosar, those are the ones he wants. Taylor Greene, she was just a freshman. I know she's requested others. She has the right to serve on committees.
McCarthy also reiterated his threat that a future Republican House majority may remove Democrats from committees as retaliation for the votes this year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
A new survey conducted by Axios and Ipsos found 67% of U.S. adults are planning to see friends and family from outside their households during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. That group includes 73% of Republicans, 70% of Independents, and 63% of Democrats. 31% of respondents say they see a large or moderate risk in gathering with family or friends for Thanksgiving this year, which, according to Axios, was significantly down from the 64% tracked in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.